Alright, so now I want to talk to you about confusion techniques and self-defense. And as I said earlier, this was a request for content from one of our Inner Circle members, Mark. And again, guys, if any of you want some content in particular, then just let me know. Okay, so the way confusion techniques work is they send your target into a state of confusion, and then basically what that does is it ties up their critical factor, and that leaves them open to suggestion. So then, after you use a confusion technique, if you follow up with a suggestion, your target will act on it because it will be a relief from that confused state. Alright, so to do a confusion technique, you need to have, first of all, relaxed body language, and you need to have a friendly look on your face when you're doing it. This is assuming that you're doing the confusion technique face to face, because of course you could actually do a confusion technique over the phone. And the reason why you need relaxed body language is because when you do the confusion technique, your target is going to be looking for what to do next. So everything that you subcommunicate is important. Alright, then the next step is to say something which totally makes sense, but is completely out of context. And as I said, this sends your target into a confused state, and then the idea is you want to keep them in that confused state for as long as you can. So when you use a confusion technique, it's kind of like someone coming up to you in the street and saying, it's not 20 to 4. Because then for a minute, your brain is going, what? What? And then so your brain's desperately trying to find out what's going on and trying to grab onto something which makes sense. So it's all about bending and pushing a situation without making it seem like you're doing anything at all. And it's in these weird states of mind where we become massively suggestible. So as an example for a confusion technique, you could say, did you know I wanted to paint my door green, but I only had blue paint? So as I said, you can use confusion techniques to get yourself out of situations that you don't want to be in, and even for self-defense. And I'll actually give you an example of this when I teach you the vortex. Essentially, the way it works is if someone comes up to you with a huge amount of adrenaline and force, anything he says to you is designed to put him squarely in the position of the aggressor. So no direct answer to his question is going to change that. But when you do a confusion technique, your target has no idea what you're talking about. And this sends them into a confused state, and that makes them lose all control over the situation. And they'll experience an adrenaline dump, which leaves them useless and highly suggestible. Now, this kind of technique is used by powerful persuaders all the time. For example, if you've ever seen a politician firing a set of statistics to a listener and then finishing up with a summing up, then you've seen them use a confusion technique. Because the thing is that these politicians know that when they deliver information like this, then you're far more likely to believe the concluding statement. Alright, so back to the confusion technique. After you use one, then you can give your target a direct suggestion and their mind will accept it. So you could use a confusion technique and then say something like, I don't know if it was your right foot or left foot that stuck hard to the ground first, but you'll certainly be relieved after a couple of minutes of trying so hard in vain to unstick your feet to find that they eventually come unstuck. So if you were to say something like that, then the layers of presupposition that your target's feet would stick to the floor would be lapped up as a relief from the confusion state that they're in. So in terms of using confusion techniques for self-defense, the bottom line is whatever you do, just don't respond to your aggressor's questions directly, because you'll lose all control over the situation. So if they say to you, what are you looking at, or give me your wallet, then you can keep control of the frame by using a confusion technique. So you could say, did you know my dad taught me to tie my shoes when I was younger? He drew around my shoe on a piece of cardboard, cut around the shape of the shoe, made some holes, and then threaded the shoelace through the holes, just like it was a real shoe. So if you think about it for a second, if someone comes up to you and asks for your wallet, and then you launch into a story about learning to tie your shoes, they're not likely to say, that's nice, but give me your wallet. Instead, they're not going to have a clue what to say. And if you're ever in this kind of situation, and you use my example of tying the shoes, but you feel like it's still not quite enough, then you could say, and now, whenever I tie my shoes, I like to sing a song about it. And then you could just launch into a song and start singing the song about tying your shoes. Now, I know this sounds strange, but imagine how confused you would be if you went up to someone that you don't know in an aggressive way, then they start talking about learning to tie their shoes, and then they start singing about it. Alright, now another way to do a confusion technique is by making what you're saying so hard to follow, because there's what you know, and there's but you don't know you know. So when the things you know but don't know you know become the things you know, you can just pay attention now, you know? Okay, so that was an example of saying something that's so hard to follow, it sends someone into a confused state. And then I followed that up with the embedded command, pay attention now. And one more way to do a confusion technique is to layer double meanings. So when you think about the right way to use confusion techniques, what's left over is that it's not right for you to turn left at a right turn. So you should wait until it's your right turn to turn left, because it's not right to take that left turn that's right over there, because it might only be the left way, but it's the right way to turn, alright? Alright, so that was an example of using right and left and layering double meaning as a confusion technique. Now, I've given you a few examples for confusion techniques, and you can use the examples if you want, but really, they're most powerful if you can come up with your own ones. But just remember, for a confusion technique, you need to say something which makes sense in itself, but it's out of context, or say something that's so hard to follow that they go into a confused state, or layer double meanings.